This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 21st June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As the sun shines across Tel Aviv and Haifa, expect warm temperatures. Jerusalem enjoys a mild breeze, a pleasant day for outdoor activities in most cities. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just in. The U.S. and Iran have resumed negotiations in Switzerland. Leaders aim to stabilize the ceasefire. Also, a short time ago, the Jerusalem Post reported on a new AI tool by an Israeli team. This tool offers rapid building maps after missile strikes. Also, this hour, Ynet shares that U.S.-Iran talks in Switzerland are making progress. The U.S. Vice President emphasizes a new chapter with Iran. Separately, Axios revealed that Iran is closing the Strait of Hormuz. This follows Israeli attacks on Lebanon. And finally, JNS reported earlier today that Israel's defense minister says the IDF will stay in Lebanon. There are no military restrictions against Hezbollah. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English, a prominent news outlet, reported minutes ago that major regional players are urging rapid progress in the U.S.-Iran talks. From Ynet Global, they shared that U.S. Vice President Vance remains optimistic about a full ceasefire in discussions with Iran. Barak Ravid noted the possibility of changing relations in the Middle East or reverting to past tensions, quoting Vice President Vance. Let's go deeper. Starting with the renewed U.S.-Iran negotiations in Switzerland. The talks highlighted by Walla are a critical move to stabilize the ceasefire. The U.S. Vice President and Iranian officials are focusing on easing tensions. This could mark a significant diplomatic shift in the region. Turning to the technological front, the Jerusalem Post highlights a breakthrough by the Technion and Haifa University. Their AI tool can map building layouts in under 30 seconds using public records. This innovation aims to aid rescuers after missile impacts. For civilians, this means potentially faster response times in emergencies. Meanwhile, the closure of the Strait of Hormuz by Iran, reported by Axios, signals escalating tensions. This move comes in response to Israeli actions in Lebanon. The strait is a vital shipping route, and its closure can disrupt global oil supplies, affecting economies worldwide. Finally, on military developments, JNS reports that the Israeli Defense Minister confirms continued IDF presence in Lebanon. This follows deadly attacks by Hezbollah. The minister emphasizes there are no limits on military actions to counter threats. For regional security, the stance indicates ongoing military vigilance. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports the mayor of Dimona delivered an ultimatum to the Ministry of Finance. He criticized their policies at the Israeli construction conference. Separately, CTEC highlights Amdocs' struggles as their stock continues to decline. Despite layoffs, the company's valuation is at its lowest in years. And finally, from Globes, a review of recent real estate activity in various Israeli cities, showcasing the dynamic property market. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.